of it there. So boy, oh boy, that's a story that should make the airwaves, Charles.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
I've told that story to many people, but they don't believe me. They think I made it up.
Boy, oh boy.
Then here's another one.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is just a short one.
Yeah.
We were flying from Prestwick to Montreal, but we were going by Iceland, and then from Iceland to Dorval. Well, we landed in Iceland, all right, and there's a Reykjavik airport. I get Reykjavik and Keflavik mixed up. Whatever one airport was, it was the English one.
Yeah.
And they had a rather primitive runway, and it was taken off from the direction we were at. It went high in the middle, then it started to slope down, and then there was a hill at the far end. So we started down the runway, and here I had my feet up on the desk, just sitting back, casually watching the ground go by as we were taking off. And we reached the high point of the runway, and we were still on the ground. So we're going down further down, we finally got off the ground. And all of a sudden, we got clear of the runway and started to go up. And the ground started to come back close to us again. Boy, what's going on? We got close to the top of the hill, and there was a graveyard on top, and there was a stone cross sticking up, and it hit the bottom of the aircraft as we went over. It ripped a big chunk of metal right off the bottom of the aircraft, about 30 foot long, and it swung around, was banging the tailplanes. But if we had been hitting a few inches lower, we would have been history.
Yes.